We saw yesterday that the Rashi said a tremendous chiddush. In why a malva is able to collect from lechuchas. Until we saw the Rashi yesterday, we learned that the reason why a malva could collect from lechuchas, although lechuchas don't owe money, is because the property that the lechuchas had has a shimur on it, and I have schusim in the property. He'll ask me, what's up with sabach with him? He doesn't owe me money, he never borrowed money from me, but he has a land that I have a schusim. A moment to think of schus. What is the schus? Schus is called the shimur. That's how we learned Shibu until now. Rashi over here dropped a bomb. And Rashi said, a dove neira, where it's foolish one place in Shas, maybe in Erechin also, where Rashi says that the reason why you collect from the Lekeach is only because the sale was never a sale. Vom neiroim. Without that, you can't collect from the Lekeach, Mosefis. What forced Rashi to say this? I want to be my Erechin now again, because I'm going to tell you very tefer raid, now bear with me. What forced Rashi to say this? Hello, the Gemara came along and said like this. Let's again take the plot to Gemara. Gemara said that when the Malva sells the property, it's Machlekes Abaye for Rava. Zok Gemara, what about when the Leiva sells the property? What's about the Leiva sells the property? The Mayan Afkamina, if the Leiva sells the property, says the Gemara, the Afkamina is when the Leiva sells the property, could the Malva go ahead and collect it from the Lekech? Said the Gemara, Kuli Amamoid, everybody agrees, Leipligi. What the Gemara meant to say is, you have to learn up a pshat in the Gemara like that, like we said yesterday, that the Gemara meant to say that the same way Abaye and Rava argue when the Malva sells it, they also argue when the Leiva sells it. Just like they argue whether the Malva could sell it before he collects it. Likewise, those Machlekes, could the Leiva sell it, and then after Mino B, could the Malva collect from the Lekech? The Gemara says, no, Lord Pligi, don't make a mistake. Fekha Akasha, why would the person make a mistake? How do you? Bishlam with that the Malva could sell it or not, is telling Abaye and Rava. Is it the Malva or not? Is it my favorite or not? That if the Leiva could sell it and the Malva collects it from the Lekuchas, as long as the Abaye Rava, that's the din of Shimur. Have a Shimur. So let's say the sale's a sale. Everybody agrees. Well, nice, have a Shimur. Why did the Gemara even have a Havamina to come along and say that a person might make a mistake and think that they argue, side by the Malva, side by the Leiva, that the Gemara to go speak out? Elamai, what the Gemara meant to say was like this. The reason why every time you collect from the Lekeach is not because Shimur. Shimur doesn't work. The reason why every time you collect from the Lekeach is because the sale's not a sale. So the Gemara said, the sale's not a sale. Well, why is the sale not a sale? It's the Leiva's. Let it buy it. The sale's not a sale, because the buyer says, my favorite river is the Malva, not the Leiva's. Says the Gemara, what about Leiva Rava? Leiva Rava, the sale's a sale, not like the Leiva's. Says the Gemara, no, Rava's also made the Lepliga that it's not a sale. That's the suicide form that we said yesterday. So we have a Gemara over here. We're going to start on a very, very tefer raid. So the Kseisk understood that what Rashi meant to say was, bottom line, like Rava, we don't hold him a fair grave. We hold that the land belongs to the Leiva. So why, when the Leiva sells it, does the Malva collect from the Lekuchas? How the Shiba doesn't work anymore the way we understood it. It's a Mechira, it's a Mechira, it's not a Mechira. Why is it not a Mechira? It's your land. You don't hold him a fair grave, but it's a Never Shusa. Now watch what I'm going to say now. The Kseisk understood that the Pshat and Rashi is, I'll show you soon, when I end the whole master shtick with what we're going to say now, how I know that the Kseis learned that. What the Kseis learned, the Kseis Fashtanin, that the Pshat is that it's true that it's yours, but let's say at the end of the day, there's a Shibur, correct? And the Shibur causes that it's Ein Bershusai. There's two levels of ownership. There's a level of ownership called Shaloi, there's a level of ownership called Bershusai. Albeit it's yours, because he doesn't hold it with my frayer or whatever. But it's Bershusai, but it's not Bershusai. It's not under your jurisdiction. Somebody else has a Shibur. So the sale doesn't go through. And I'm repeating again what I said yesterday. I want everyone to remember this. We walk out of a Rashi. Rashi taught us in this Rashi that the reason why a person is able to collect from Lekuchas is not because the Shibut gives me right to collect from Lekuchas. The Shibut causes that the sale is not a sale. Correct the Kseis, really. So that's why you're not allowed to collect, because the sale is not a sale. So then, why is it that everybody agrees that at the end of the day the Leiva pays cash, the Lekeach keeps the land? Watch the Lekeach keep the land. Like, why to begin with are you allowed to collect from the Lekeach? Because the sale's not a sale. Nope. So even if at the end of the day, Grada, the Leiva decided to take cash out of his pocket and pay the Malva, the sale wasn't a sale. Why does the land stay by the Lekeach if the Leiva exercises his right to pay cash? It's the famous Kasha of the Kseis of yesterday, in Simon Kufi Zayin, so come base that I asked you to see today. And because of this, the Kseis has a wild turrets. the whole shtick of Torah there. Nachan, I mean, the sale is not a sale. Just when you pay cash, the cash takes off the shibud. And the land that I sold is that land. I sold the land of the day after you paid cash. I had to double shalom. We don't own that land yet, but we are the whole master shtick of Torah. But I want to talk about the shayrish of the Ksais today. What was the Ksais' kasha? The Ksais' kasha was that Lamaisa, the sale is not a sale. Halei, what gives the lekeach, what gives the malva the right to knock on the door of the lekeach? Lekeach doesn't want money. The old pshat of shiva is out the window. The pshat is, there's no sale here. No, there's no sale, there's no sale. Finish. What's the difference what happens afterwards? Does that affect the ksais? I want to say a very lengthy teretz, to say a different teretz on the ksais, which will answer all the problems. And then we'll answer all the kashas, real slowly. I have a very interesting zach. I want to start off. I say very, very tiferet. And you say the drama heard from Rav Asher over the years, but I want to expand on it and explain kama v'kama nekudas over here. A different approach to the whole Rashi than the Ktois. And the motivation to say a different approach, I'll say soon. We'll talk about the Ktois' kasha. Ktois is the kasha that if Rashi says the sale is not a sale, so that means a lever can never sell land. So then why, when the guy pays money, does it say about a bomb kasha? It's not the anon, let's see. How the Gemara here says that when the lever sells the land, it's a no-brainer that the malve can go collect from the locals, correct? But the Gemara says like a bayez poshet. Like Rav, it's a chiddush le'pligi. Lashon of Rashi. Let's hear the ring of the Rashi. I feel the Rav. Even according to Rav, even Rav, Abulei Rabaya, state the Gemara. One day I have to realize that this dirk that I made from the Gemara, that the Gemara was matzah that Tali and Abaya Rav, is Mefurash of Rashi. What's the lashon of Rashi there? This Rashi is the key Rashi. Rashi says, "Afilu the Rav." Afilu l'rova. What's afilu l'rova? Means l'rova, it's a no-brainer. What's that's a no-brainer? L'rova, it's a no-brainer, you can't sell it. And therefore it's a no-brainer that the malva can collect from the kuchas. Afilu l'rova. Aber l'rova, it's a no-brainer. It's a first Rashi. Rashi says afilu l'rova. It means l'rova, it's never push it. That the sale's not a sale, and therefore the malva can collect from the kuchas. So I want to put down on the table the Mori de Gazach. So what does the Gemara say? We'll talk about Abaya today. We want to talk about Rava only. Talk about Abaya. Hey, look at Abaya. What did Abaya say? Abaya said like this. My favorite brother, when the Malva collects it, it's his from day one. It's so much his from day one that the Malva can sell it. Fine. What about when the Leva sells it? Says the Gemara. I'm saying now. Says the Gemara. Let Abaya. It's the other side of the coin. The same reason that the Malva could sell it from day one because it's his. So the Leva can't sell it because that's his. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means when the Leva sells it, L'chayra should have been told. Machlekes Abaya of Rava. Zakrashi, I feel the Rava. I don't want to talk about Rava today. I'm putting Rava on the side, okay? Let's talk about Abaya. What did the Gemara say? That the same way that later Abaya said that the Malva could sell it because it's his, the Leva can't sell it. And if the Leva can't sell it, that's the reason why the Malva collects from the Kukos, because the Leva didn't have the right to sell it. That's what Fresh Gemara, by the way. It's not a kasha. So you're telling me that later Abaya holds that it belongs to the Malva from the first second, it doesn't belong to the Leva, and the Leva can't sell it. That's a Gemara. That's a Mefurash Gemara. But anyway, it's a Mefurash Gemara without the whole fancy Rashi that the Ktsois made famous. Without that, some. The Gemara had a tzad that the din of the Malva collecting from the Kuchas is telling Abaya of Rava. Why is telling Abaya of Rava? What did Abaya say? That it's the Malva's. I'm saying so. It's not the Leva. That's what the Gemara meant to say. So late Abaya, it's a no-brainer that the Leva can't sell it. So have a kasha. I'm going to copy and paste the Ktsais's kasha on Abaya, not on Rava. What if they ask on Rava for? Let's get on Abaya. The Gemara says that later Abaya holds my favorite good belongs to the Malva, the Leva can't sell it. Gemara, it's a fresh Gemara. The Gemara says that Abaya holds it, it's the Malva, it's a no-brainer that the Leva can't sell. That's a no-brainer. The Gemara says, I feel the Rava, like Pligi. But the first Gemara, that later Abaya, you can't sell it. Ask a kasha on Abaya. Later Abaya, you can't sell it. Why? Because it's the Malva. I mean, Abaya is Givaldic. Rava is a kvetch. It's Shaboy, but it's a Roshusoy, but the Gansa Maisa. Abaya is a... But what, why is the Pasha led Abaya? Abaya is my favorite grave. It's the Malva, it's not the Levis, right? It's Frank HaKash, really? The Malva can't sell, the Levis can't sell it, why not? Because it's a no-brainer. Abaya is Pasha. It's, the Rav is the Chiddush with the whole Pachkaraya. Abaya is simple, it belongs to the Malva. Frank HaKash, it belongs to the Malva. That's why the Malva is able to sell it, the Levis can't. Have a Kasha. And what happens if the Levy pays cash in the end? I'm asking the Ksesis Kasha, not a Rabbi, asking on a Bay. I'm going to ask the Ksesis Kasha on the Gemara on a Bay without Rashi. Well, the Gemara got up and said, the Levy, it's a no-brainer that the Malvik can sell it and the Levy can't. That's what the Gemara meant to say. Levy, it's two sides, the same coin. The Malvik could sell it, because my favorite grave, the huge Kiddush, the humongous Kiddush of Abaya, and the Levy can't sell it. That's a no-brainer. The Gemara says, even Le-Rabba, he can't sell it. But Le-Rabaya, it's a shrikis. All is the cash of the Ksais on Abaya. Abaya is my favorite grave. It belongs to the Malvik the whole time. And what happens if the Levy, at the end of the day, pays money? So how does it say for him? I want to know, before I talk about Rabba, I want to know, Lefi Abaya, is the Ksais kasha or kasha not? Abaya said the Mafreya who gave it. Abaya said that the Malva gets it, Mafreya, from the time he collects it. It's Mafreya, it's his from that time. And the Gemara says that Lefi said the Levy can't sell it. I want to know what will happen in the case where the Levy paid cash. Will I ask the same kasha of the Ksais that he asked on Rabba, or will I ask it on Abaya?
Yeah, Abaya, the sale. The Mafreya never kicked in
yet. Oh, so what are you saying? Saying a whole shtickle Torah. Says Rabbi Deitch. The brother of the famous Deutsch. Yeah, says Rabbi Deutsch. Whole shtickle Torah. He says like this, but Abaya? For sure it's not a kasha, why not? I Abaya says, Mafreo Gaiva, it's the way it goes. Yeah, what did Abaya say? I'll read you the Lashonic Gemara. Sok Abaya, Abaya Omal Mafreo Gaiva, Kiva de Mota Zimna Vle Pare, since the time came, he didn't pay. He gloy Milsa La Mafreya, it's Mikal Milsa Freya, the Mei Korba Shusahabi. Without understanding one word in Abaya, I started off yesterday, this man, by saying we don't understand Abaya, but I don't think they understand. I wonder, what did Abaya say? We'll talk about the words of Abaya. What was the truth of the wrong? What did he say? Hello, what did Abaya say? Abaya said if the time came, what is it? Well, Abaya, you didn't pay cash, so you exercise your right to collect the land. When you exercise your right to collect the land and loy pari, you didn't pay cash, it's a gloy mosma feya that what? That you already owned it already from that. What that means is as follows. If in the end of the day you collected, so lama freya, we tell you that the shibud is that if you don't pay the loan, then the malva has the right to collect nechassim, and when he exercises his right to collect nechassim, they will be his from the beginning. That's what the Gemara says, what Abaya said. What did Abaya say? Abaya said that if in the end of the day you collect the nechassim, if in the end of the day you exercise your shibud, you have a shibud. And if in the end of the day you exercise your shibud, okay, and you collected the nechassim, the shibud that you exercise, which gave you a schus to collect the nechassim, gives it to you not from the time that you exercise the shibud, but from the mafreya, but the gloy milsa mafreya, the Gemara says. And what triggers the gloy milsa mafreya? When you collect it, we say the collection is not just from them. The collection, the shibud that you exercise, that you utilize now to take the land, gives it to you from. But when does it give it to you from then? When you take it in the end and collect the land. That's what the Gemara says before. When the time comes, you don't pay cash, and you take the land. When you exercise the right to take the land, so from when on is the land yours? The land is yours from the original time that the shibud started. That's the schus of the shibud. The shibud gives you the right to take the land, that when you take the land, you will have the land from the beginning. One second. That's the yesod of Abaya. And that's the din of the shibud. The din of the shibud is, watch, there's a critical sentence, that if you collect the land, you have the right to collect it from the mafreya. That's what the shibud says. The shibud, that's the harchava. That's the broadening of the din of shibud that Abaya dropped the bomb in Psachim Daf Lamed Aleph, that he said that when you exercise the right to collect the land, that right gives it to you from the beginning when you collect it. That's the first thing. Okay, now. That's only when you collect it. Therefore, it's a no-brainer that according to Abaya, who dropped this bomb chiddush that it belonged to the Malvin, but he says Mefurish, when and why? It belonged to the... I didn't answer the questions of yesterday yet. I was kind of... What happens? I'm talking about what he says. Abaya broadened, he was marchiv the schus of shibud, that the schus of shibud, when you take it, ki motteiz mane v'loi pare, then it's igloi milsa mafreya, that what you got now, you already had before. What will happen if at the end of the day, I pay cash? Of course there's no Abaya, there's no mafreya, but this humongous chiddush that Abaya said, the mafreya who gave it that you get the land again. He says, first, only when you collected it in the end, then you trigger that when you actually utilize the schus of shibud, the shibud gives you the right to take the land from day one when you take it. Calls man, I never took it, I paid cash, there's no abaya. That's the mafreya gemara, okay? So that Abaye said that when you collected it was yours to begin with, and therefore it's the Malvas, and therefore it's not the Loivas. Now this Gokash, it wasn't the Loivas? It's not the Loivas, and that's what allows me to go collect from the Lakuchas, because when I collect from the Lakuchas, it was not the Loivas to sell? What happens when I pay cash? When I pay cash, there's no Abaye. That's a no-brainer. That's a Mefurshe Gemara, by the way. It's Mefurshe Gemara. So if in the end of the day I paid cash, the whole Abaye of Mafreya Ugeva collapsed. There's no Abaye. He's talking about Abaye Bachal, nothing to talk about. So in Abaye, I'll never come along and ask a kasha and tell you, I have a Gemara in Pesachim that says on the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis that later Abaye was my favorite Gaiva, the Levi can't sell it. The Levi can't sell it. So then why does the Lokach keep it if the guy pays cash? The answer is that the reason why he can't sell is because my favorite Gaiva. My favorite Gaiva, the Chiddush Neir of Abaye, that when you collect something, it's yours already, but the Chathila was only said when you actually collect it. Then it triggers the global affair that the Shibud says that when you exercise the Shibud gives it to you from day one. That's a bayah. If the Shibud comes to its tachlis, if the Shibud reaches the tachlis, so then from the time of the beginning of the Shibud, it's already called yours already, and it's not the Loivas. One second. The Melo, I want to tie now Murray the Gazach, which I think is the MS of Shat. The Gemara came along and said, Rava argues. Why Rava argues? We're going to talk at length. He argues, yo, this is not yours. Zagich, Avada Rava argues. Rava holds that exercising the shibud now when I take it is not enough to make it mine from back then. But Rava agrees that exercising the shibud today makes it in a bershusa from back then. I'm saying something very simple. What I'm saying is, Moir Rabbeisai, is that once Abaye dropped this bomb Shalaika Dugmasir, watch what I'm saying. Once Abaye dropped a bomb, and he said that when you collect something, it reflects on the Mafreya. What you got now already, I want to know if you listen to the Lashon, is Megareya, the Rishus of the Lever from back then. Getting it today, the Mafreya creates a Giroin. It's Megareya, the hold of the Lever from back then. Atke Bekach, that Abaye said, it's Mabish, not the Levers, it's the Malvas. Rava came along and said, look, I want to know how I'm saying it. Rava said, look, without the Maisa, the Lever at any given time could pay cash. Motsi Misalik Bezuzi, that was Rava's time to buy. Without Motsi Misalik Bezuzi, so to go say that it's not mine, that the Zuzchus HaShibud, which you utilize today, takes it away from me completely, that not. But he's masking to a lower level. Rav is masking to Abaye to the fundamental Yisrael of the Gloy Muslim Affair. I have a Rai, by the way, and I said this yesterday when we started this man. Halei, Rav didn't say to Abaye, it was just a cop. What the Mafreya? You collect it from day one, go weiter. I want to shtel on that. What did Rav say to Abaye? We didn't talk about it yet. We're going to talk about it more at length. But, Surah Sathram, Rav said to Abaye, you don't know what you're talking about. You created a new Torah. What the Mafreya? The year went by. You collected from a year on. What's up with Mafreya? Rava didn't say, you don't just a cup. Rava agreed that there's a concept called Mafreya. Just he said it. A Zaitik Taina. What was Rava's Taina? About the Maisa, the Loivas still has the ability to retain the land, how by paying cash. That's not enough to take it out of his Bibles. It means the Etzim dynamic of Abaye, who said that when I exercise the Shibud retroactively gives me the schus from day one. Rava didn't argue on Mavol de Kazach. This huge humongous chiddush that the Heiliger Abaye came along and said that when you exercise Shibud, so retroactively you already have it. We have to discuss what that means, but that's what he says. Rava didn't argue. Rava didn't say, just that cup. Rava said, you're saying good? There is an aspect of the Mafreya, but the Mafreya is not enough to be Mafkia, the Bailas of the Leiva in Gansin, and make it the Malvas because the Leiva still has a handle on it. So it's not retroactively, totally the Malvas. Abarava is Maida that Migareya, the Rishos of the Leiva, retroactively it is. You'll tell me, what does that mean? I'll ask you, what does the Abaye mean? You understand Abaye, Rebbe? So why do you ask me on Rava? Rava went down one notch. That's all I'm saying. So when the Gemara came along and said that Rav is loy pligi, that the loy also has a weakness. Let abide, the weakness is total. Because my fe'u gave it means it's not shaloy. Rav said, not shaloy, to go take it out of the hands of the loy and make it a gan to the malvas dos nish, because the loy still retains rights in it. He can still hold on to it. That's enough, practically speaking, to make it still his. Rav says the Gemara loy pligi. Lay pligi, Rava agrees to Abaya that episode affect Mafreya. Tell me, Mafreya, what's Mafreya? Why are you asking on Rava? Why are you asking on Abaya? And Abaya, you understand all of a sudden what Mafreya means? I don't understand. I never understood. I'm an old man. It's my eighth time learning this. My ninth time learning this, yeah? In Mir Yeshiva. Can't be. Yeah, no, 29th time. Eight cycles, yeah. My ninth cycle learning this. Yeah? I don't understand about it. I'm going to say it'll be a whole share of a week, right? You should just know. I'm off the record. I don't understand. Okay? I'll say the Nesivis, I'll say Rav Shimon, I'll say Abaya. I share myself. Abaya share. But I don't care if it's true. That you understand that Abaya said there's a mechanism called the Mafreya, that when I exercise the Shibud, it retroactively does a weakness in the labor's holding on it? Rav agrees to that. Just he said it. Doesn't make it Shalai. Doesn't make it any Shalai. It makes it any Vashusai. A weakness it is. I already have Epis. That means everybody agrees that when I collect, I already have something from back then when I collect. What does that having something do? Abaya says, the ball game's over. It's not Shaloi. It's the Malvas. And Rava says, Nain. Rava says, Nain, it's Ener B'Shusli. That's the third of the MSF Shad and Abaya. Man, I'm saying something very simple. What the Gemara says, Loi Pligi, is that Rava's Maita Tabaya, Ligabi that the Levi can't sell, just it's a level of Ener B'Shusa, it's not a level of Ener Shalei, that's the Pshat Emes Amita Shaltai Vimeila. Hulk Tseis doesn't start. Tseis Kasha doesn't start. What did Tseis ask? What did Tseis ask? The Tseis asked, and now I'm going to say big raid on the Tseis. What did Tseis ask? Tseis said, listen, if it's not a sale, so when the guy pays cash in the end of the day, there's no sale. Why does the land stay by the Lokech? Zogich and Alid Abaya, you don't have a Kasha? The answer is no, Alid Abaya not. Abaya, the Gemara says explicitly what Abaya is. Kimata, Zimna, Valoy, Pari, Gloy, Mils, Mafreya. Zaka, the Zalim Shalai, Rav also agrees to Mafreya Ugoiva. Rav also agrees that there's a thing called Mafreya. Just he holds that if he belt, the guy has the right to go pay cash. It's not Iker, his Bailas and Gansin, it makes it the Malvas. But it weakens the Loiva's hold. And that's what it means. Loi Pligi means that Afazoiva, that it's Negea to the holding of the Loiva, Rav agrees to Abaya, just not on the level that Abaya today for the Mafreya, that it's Ein Shalai, it's Ein Vishusai. Mele, the Kasha Tiksei doesn't start. What are you going to ask me? Rashi says, no, Rava, you can't sell it. If you can't sell it, so what do I care if he pays money in the end of the day? Lamai said, there's no sale. The answer is, what do you mean? Rashi said, you can't sell it. All the Gemara said was that you can't sell it. For the same reason, let Abaya, you can't sell it. Now, let Abaya, you wouldn't ask me the Kasha, because Abaya says explicitly that the Peshad is that's my favorite group. Now, it's very interesting. I want to say something very, very important. The Ktseis. What did the Ktseis hold? I'm saying simple. The Ktseis held, and here we get to one of the hearts of the sugi. Vaiseis Rabbeinu HaKtseis held that Le Rava is also seen as the Mafreya. This whole business of when you collect it in the end, it affects the Mafreya, Rava didn't hold of. The Ktseis had Fashtan and that Rava Hatlish on the Gansa Meisen. So what did Rashi mean that says he can't sell it? So Rashi meant to say the way we said yesterday. The Meisen, there's a Shiba today on the object. Somebody has a piece of land that there's a shibud on, it's not in your rishos. Says the Ktzais. So the Ktzais understood that what Rashi meant to say is that not Rav was a copy of Abaya. Ktzais understood that what Rashi meant to say was, anytime a guy has a piece of land, and the land is Mishul, but it's not under your jurisdiction, because somebody could take it. No. If that's the reason, because the shibud itself makes it, so I can't sell it. So maybe I'm the Kakasha, so why does the Lekev keep the land? Oh, but I have a Rai, not like the Ktzais. The Gemara's mashma loy pligi. The Gemara's mashma that Rav is moita tabaya. Now, loy tabaya, why can't the loyva sell it? Not because there's a shibud. The loyva can't sell it because mafreya will go. But when you're going to collect it, it's going to be mine. Not because today there's a shibud. Here's the world war between what the Ktseis is saying and what we're saying. The Ktseis understood that the pshat of Rashi is that Rav has loshachas tabaya. Abaya is a world of mafreya who go over kimot zimne v'le parig v'le mafreya. Rav argues in that. So why the Rav is the sale, not a sale? It's 100% the loivas. The answer is, there's a new var that when something's mishubit, so it's out of your rishus, it's out of your domination, you don't have enough balas to sell it. Fektik says, you don't have enough balas to sell it. So why does it make a difference if the loiva pays cash later on, the sale's mishkin sale? But if we're saying that that's not the Pshat and Rashi, What Rashi meant to say it's Eina B'Shusa is not because the sheep of today makes it Eina B'Shusa. What Rashi meant to say is that for the same reason that Leir Abaya, when you collect it, it's not yours Bechlal, like Rava, when you collect it, it's not yours either. So Rava is a lower level of Abaya. Rava is a lower level of Abaya? So the same way that like Abaya, you understood that Abaya's extremism only gets off the ground when you collect it in the end. Like Rava, it's also true. Avada, when you collect it in the end, the collecting in the end is Igloy Muslim Afaya, that you already had rights earlier. What happens if you don't collect it in the end? Ain't the that nothing happened. And the Ksais learned Rashi not like that. The Ksais understood that Rava's made the sale, not a sale, is not because of the Mafreya. There's no such thing as a Mafreya, according to Rava. Now the Pshat is that something which is Meshubat, I can't sell. In fact, the Ksais, something which is Meshubat, you can't sell. So it's Meshubat, you can't sell it. What do I give the guy pay cash afterwards? That's the Ksais' bomb kasha. But if we're learning that Rashi never said such a Yisai. Rashi never said that something which is Meshubat, you can't sell. Rashi meant to say that the site that Abaya said that the Mafreya, we say it's not yours, Rava held the Mafreya, it's not Roshusai. Okay? So then that's only if you collect it in the end. If you don't collect it in the end, there's no Abaya, there's no Rava. That's a Chayav Pshat Emes Amitai. Lafiza, I want to go much, much deeper now. Watch. Lafiza, I want to say a murder to Kazakh. Lafiza, if I'll ask you a very simple Zach, come over here, says, that when the Levi sells the land and the Malva takes it from the Lekuchas, the Gemara says it's because there was no sale. How do I know the Gemara says this? Because the Gemara is telling Rabbi Avraham. The Rabbi is pushing the Levi can't sell. Le Rash, Rabbi, it's a Chiddush. So I have a very interesting Shiloh. If I'll ask you now, I have a test. Tell me, was the sale Chal B'Chal? Was the sale Chal B'Chal? So the Ksais obviously learned the sale's not Chal. Because he says, look, this is a Shibut. It's not Pershut, so you can't sell. At Kedekah, that the Lekech should never get it, the Natkidekach, that he says a whole unusual pshat that I sold the land of Tamar, God's a Pachkari. So according to the Ksais' understanding of the Gemara, the sale's not a sale. Is this can't sell. Lachal Pach is in Rabbah. The Fidim pshat that was saying now, sign Rabbah, sign Abai, if I'll ask you, was the sale a sale or not? So let's see. I sold the land, I had the right to sell it. When the guy collects afterwards, so then kimotas mani vale peri, kimotas zimna enope, then you collect it. So when you exercise the shibud kicks off that the mafreya was already yours to begin with. But till then, there was no sale b'chal. The sale was never chal, it was a sale. Just before it is, afterwards there's an event that happened, and we use a lashon now, the Brisker Rav and Hilchos Shechinim. Brisker Rav and Hilchos Shechinim says a lashon that it's mevatel the mechira. According to the Ksais, it's not a bittel of the Mechira, according to Rava. Not a bittel. There was never a sale. It's a bittel of the Mechira. The Lashon of Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav says this in one line. Brisker Rav says in Hilchos Shechinim, in Chiddush Ha'ad and Sefer, he says, it's a bittel of the Mechira. According to the Ksais' Havana in Rava, it's not a bittel of the Mechira. There was no sale to be good. I didn't have the right to sell it. To be good, Atke Dekat, that the Ksais says, that if the guy collects it in the end, there never was a sale. Atke Dekat, that if you pay cash, why do you keep it? There was no sale. The Rav calls it a bittel of Mechira. The Hezbollah that I'm saying now, it's a bittel. It was a sale. I had the right to sell it. Just if afterwards somebody comes along and exercises his shibud, I'm going to quote the Gemara, Kimot is mine of Alepari. Then he goyim milsel mafreya that it was yours. So now I'm canceling the mechira. I'll tell you, I'm worried the kanaf kamina. A new naf kamina. Watch. Listen to I'm worried the kanaf kamina. I'm worried the kanaf kamina. The Gemara says about Matzia that this Vavim Abay is the following case. I have such a tifa naf kamina. We'll shake the oil up. A lokech brought land from the Leva. Leva sold land to the lokech. The Malva knocks on the door. He says, I want my land. Listen to this. The Leva could pay money. The Leva is the Leva. Listen to this, Shaila. Could the lokech pay money and send the Malva packing? Your story? Malva knocks on the door of the lokech. So the lokech says, I don't owe you money. The guy says, yeah, of course I don't owe you money. You're not my Baldover. You have land, that's Meshubat. Give me the land. Could the Lekach take out money and give him cash? Or the Malva could say, well, you really give me cash, man. Your money has no meaning, you don't owe me money, I don't owe you money. Could the Lekach pay? Says the Gemara B'Matzia, that's the Slav on the top. That the Lekach could take cash money and be Mesalik the Malva. Why? Because he's a Baldover. Could the Malva tell him, La Baldro on the Diet? I'm not a Baldro with you, I don't have a Tintar with you, just give me the land, get lost. What are you paying cash? I don't have to take your cash. No. The din is that the Lekach is able to pay money because he's a Baldro. There's all the Gemara's over Shas where we see that the loket's a baltava figure, Hakasha, what is he baltava? The sale's not a sale. And where the kashala? According to the Ktzais, that the Malva knocks on the door of the loket, there's no sale. Ktzais says that if you pay cash, the Leva paid cash, then there's a new sale that kicks in. But not the case where Leva paid cash. Leva's not around. Malva knocks on the door of the loket, and he says, give me the land. I want the land. The Leva says, I'll give you cash. He goes, I don't want cash. I want the land. The guy says, no, I'll give you cash. Let me give you cash. You don't want me the money. All right, writes in the Karka. Says the Gemara that he can't tell La Baldorum did yet. He's a Baldover. What do you mean he's a Baldover? Why is he a Baldover? He's a total stranger. The land's not his. What do you mean? I have a question. If a guy on the street offers you money, I'm going to take it. He's a guy on the street. Yeah, Kasha. According to the Ktzais, he's a guy on the street. Remember, we're talking about a case where the labor didn't pay money. The Malva comes, wants to take the land. At that second, when the Malva turns up, there's no sale, according to the Ktzais. The sale never happened. So the Malva says, the Lekasa, I'll give you cash. I have a question. A guy from the street can give cash? Chas v'shalom. I have to take the cash? What are you mixing it? What's Mr. Starai in my business? Is it terrorism? It's because the Lekasa, Baldov, frankly, why is he Baldov? He's a guy in the street. There's no sale, Bachal. If you were saying now, it's Niflamoid, and this is a riot against the Ktzais. About that there was a sale. But I want to go collect, and by my collecting it, I'm going to trigger all the Mafreo Goyba that's going to invato the Mechira. I had a right to sell it. Just when I'm going to go ahead and collect it, Kimat the Zim, the Vole Pare, what's going to happen is, you go in, also Mafreo, it's going to too eiffel Mafreo that I didn't have the right to sell it. But when is that happening? It's happening now when I'm collecting. So I'm walking into an arena where it belongs to the Lekech. And you're right, if I'll make the collection, the Lekech is going to lose his land. That's what the Viskarov called Bittel HaMechira. Hey, Tivkait? You're right, Avada, if I'm going to collect it, there's going to be a bit of a mekach. But the guy can say, I want to hold on to my land. I'm not an outsider. I'm not a guy on the street. I'm not a friend of mensch. I'm not a guy. Right now, it's my land. You're right that if you'll exercise your right to collect it, it'll be global. It's fair that you didn't have a right to sell it. And Taka is going to be a bit of a mekach, what the Brisker of called. But it's a bit of a mekach. But right now, it's mine. According to that one of the Ktzais. Right now, it's not mine. I'm an outsider. If the guy will pay cash, that'll be a new sale. But other than that, you're an outsider who's putting down cash on the table. Where you go fly a kite? The Torah says, no, the sale was a sale. It's only Gloy and Bilsa Mafreya that when I exercise my right of Shibud, then the Mafreya, it's going to be Mavatul the Mekach. Mavatul the Mekach? I have a right to fight for my life. That I can do something that won't. I'm a Baldover over here. I'm Yeh Baldover because right now the land is mine. And I want to retain the land. That's Nifla Moed Lamito Shal Torah. One second. I want to go now to the big kasha of the Paris. The din is, the Gemara says in Bo Metzia, listen to you carefully now. The din is, now we say, well, this is introduction to what I want to say now. So we set a new teretz on the kasha of the Ktzais of why does a lekach retain it when you pay money in the end? And we brought a riot to the new pshat from this shocking kasha of why the lekach is able to pay money. It's not his land. It's not a baldover. He's an outsider. He's a guy on the street. Now we get to the ikker test of all this raid. Rashi says that the reason why every time a mal is able to collect from lokeach is because the sale is not a sale. Hey, look here. Fekir Hakasha, really? Says the Ktzais, no sale. Says the Ktzais, no sale. Expect everybody, no sale. So let's talk and say that the guy collected the land. Who should get the payers? The Gemara says Mefurish in Bo Metzia. Rashi says Mefurish in Bo Metzia. That the Lekeach gets the payers. Let's take more on the Flamed. Hey, in Bo Metzia also. But yesterday I brought you Rashi and Yudal. The Lekeach keeps the payers. It's also more on the Flamed, hey, which we'll see in the coming days. Figure Kakasha, why does he get the payers? There's no sale here. So there's some Achrenim who say, I sold you the payers, not the land. I never sold you the payers. I sold you the land. So there's a bomb cash on the Ktzais. If Taka, the approach is that there's no sale. So no sale, friends. I didn't have the right to sell. Goodbye, Charlie. So when I go out and collect it, I should get the payers back. That of a Pella Mamash. It's, by the way, the central cash on the Gang of the Ktzais in Rashi. The fee our way, I'm going to say in a very deep rate. The fee the way I said, I didn't answer the cash yet. Watch. Because it's true that I said that it's only yours when you exercise the collection. Fine, that answers the Ktzais' kasha. It's true that I said that it's a bitul hamekach. It's true that I said that it's a sale till then. But I still have a kasha. But lamaisa at the end of the day, when the Malva turns up and takes the land, you go, I'm also afraid that it was his, correct? Why does the lekeach keep the pears? In other words, I'm saying Leipzig says it's a catastrophe. Leipzig says there was no sale of Bechlal. Leipzig says, you don't have the right to sell the land. So it's a no-brainer that you should get the Paris. But L'chayr, like this pshat, it's not much better. This pshat's not saying that you don't have the right to sell. We said it is a sale. It's a bittul. The guy's a baldover. The land was his for a time. But at the end of the day, when the Malva comes and knocks on the door and takes the land, there isn't any glory in Milsalam Afreya that it was his all along, correct? Assuming he let Abaya, but Le'Rav also. So why does he get the Paris? I said, but Lemaisa, at the end of the day, I answered everything till now. I explained why if you pay money, it doesn't start. I explained why he's a baldover because there was a sale. But at the end of the day, now I'm going to ask the kasha, but there is a bittul mekach at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it's true that the bittul mekach doesn't happen now. The bittul mekach happens then. But after the gloy mosim afreya, it comes out now, l'mafreya, the sale is not a sale. So the same way we take away the land, let me take away the Paris. My eye. So here we're going to say a much deeper word. Nachal level, the feed this raid. And it goes like this. If the Pshat and Rashi is like the Ktzais, I don't know what to say. The Ktzais says you didn't have the right to sell the land because somebody else had a Shibut in the land now. Which technically makes it out of your jurisdiction. You don't have the right to sell, you don't have the right to sell it. But now that we're saying, no, that's not the Pshat, you had the right to sell it. Knuckles. When the guy exercises the Shibut tomorrow, here's the critical sentence. The Shibut gives you right, Lamafreya. Zogich, the Shibut gives you rights, Lamafreya? That depends on what did the Shibut say? What did the din of Shibut say? Listen carefully to what I'm saying. A guy who has a Shibut on a piece of land, does the Shibut allow the levit to use the land, calls man, it's not collected, yes or no? I repeat, this is a shibud. Does the shibud allow the levit to eat the paris? I want to talk about the levit himself, okay? I don't want to talk about the lekuchas. I want to talk about the levit himself. A levit has a piece of land, the land's meshubud. Could the levit eat paris? Yes. Does the levit have to pay rent when the malva collects it afterwards? No. He doesn't have to pay rent. What's the pshat taka, by the way? Aisel mafreya. The Teretz is, what do you have, l'mafreya? You already just said? What do you have, l'mafreya? You have, l'mafreya, what the Shibud gave you. The Shibud gave you the right to collect the land and make it yours. The Shibud knocked out my right to use Paris? No. Mitzad the Shibud itself, the Shibud left over the right to use the Paris, correct? Mitzad the Hilch Shibud itself. So all the l'mafreya who gave it does is that whatever rights, and this is the critical punchline of today, Mafreya Gueva says that whatever rights the Shibud gives me, it gives it to me from now. You ready, Joseph? Mafreya Gueva means whatever rights the Shibud gives me, it doesn't give me from then, it gives me from now. Now I have to open up the box and see, what rights does the Shibud give you? The Shibud gives you right to collect the land. It doesn't give you right to not let the guy use Paris. It doesn't give you rights not to let the guy use his house. So it comes out that the Shibud, the schus of the Shibud itself, leaves me the loyva gevissa rights. And those gevissa rights, when I take the schus of the Shibud and I go back to my fair, it doesn't take me away those rights. Because those rights were in the Shibud, not out of the Shibud. They weren't a clash. The Shibud itself allowed me to use it. The Shibud itself made a shiur and was mishire me that right. So the gether is a gether of a bittul mechira. Afazoi vait that the mechira was bottle, it's a mafreya. But since the mafreya itself left me the right of Paris, so klapi the Paris, the mechira is not bottle. That means the mechira is only bottle as much as the din shibud says it's bottle. The din shibud itself never denied me the right to use the Paris. The din shibud itself. So the mechira is bottle. Afazoi vait that the sheep, which chelik of the mechira is bottle? Halloy, the bittle of the mechira is a cat scan of the shibud itself. What did the mafreya gueva say? Whatever schus the shibud gave me now, I have that schus later on. But the schus that the shibud gave me now to collect it a year later didn't deny the right of the guy to eat Paris. So that chelik of the mechira is not bottle. So albeit it's true, I sold you the land. Now we're doing a thing called Bittul Mechira. which aspect of Mechira is Batal? All of it? I have to see you. The aspect of Mechira that's Batal is the part that clashes with the Shibud. Or you'll ask me, Mechira is Batal because it clashes with the Shibud. The Shibud kicked in a year from now. No, not Freo. It kicks in from now. So whatever kicks in from now fights the Mechira. What kicks in from now? And I say very tief. Le Mafreya was Nisbar, I wasn't allowed to use the Peres? That's my question.
Why not?
One second. Rabbi Bamshik, when was the last time you thought about the Sarah that I just said? Never, right? By the Malach, before you were born, if you learned in Mir. Right? No, of course you're trying to understand it. When I was your age, and if I would have asked such a question, on the spot, what you really want to talk to me for a month? So I'll speak to you second day of Rosh Hashanah, okay? Wait a minute. You know, I've been thinking about this for weeks. It's a hard sorrow. You think about it, you absorb it. The ability of the Shibud, the Mafreya, to undo the Mechira is only what the Shibud brings to the table. The Shibud itself, the Mafreya, you didn't have a right to eat the parents? Is that true? You didn't have a right to eat the parents? Of course you did. The Shibud gave you a right to eat the parents. That doesn't change the Mafreya. It's not Mafreya's Mechira. I made a mistake. Halo, intrinsically in the halachas of the Shibud leaves a right to eat the parents. That chelik, even if I take it back to Mafreya, is not going to kick in against the Mechira. So the same thing applies to you. The Shibud, yeah? What did you say? You need 2 months, maybe. Okay? 2 months. The Ramchik is a month. Yeah, at least 2 months. What? Talk all night. Yeah. So if I learn the Rashi, like the what? Like the Ktsois, that today I can't sell it because it's not in my jurisdiction. Why is it not my jurisdiction? Like somebody has rights in it. A vague word. Somebody has epis, a right in my property, I can't sell it. I can't sell it, finished. Why is the guy going to pay? There's no sale. In fact, the Ktsois, what happens? He pays in the end, and that was a sale. Behold. But if we're saying that's not what Rashi meant to say. Rashi meant to say that Rava was Maida Tabaya. And Rava was Maida that on a Gavissa level, we say Lamafreya. We say Lamafreya Gaiva on a level of Rashus and not on a level of Shaloi. If that's true. So we're not talking about the fact that if it's out of my jurisdiction, I can't sell it. That's what we're saying. What we're saying is that the rights of the Shibud of tomorrow start from today. Now you have to open up the rights of the Shibud. And stay in the Shibud. Stay in the Shibud. You have the right to take the land. You don't have the right to take the Paris. The Shibud never gave you the right to take the Paris. I want to talk about the Shibud itself. The Shibud gives you the right to take the Paris? No. The land's the Shibud, not the Paris. Is the same way tomorrow the Shibud doesn't give me the right to take the Paris. So the Mafreya doesn't give me right to take the Paris either. Because the din that the Malva gets Idei the Shibud, the Zchusim that he gets in the Karka, Idei the Shibud, the Mafreya, not more than what the Shibud itself says. And the Shibud didn't give you a right to take the Paris because the Shibud itself allowed the Paris. Even the Shitas HaShibud that's going to allow me to collect in a year, I was allowed to keep it for a year. Is avada and avada, even if I kick it back to Mafreya, it's not going to be oika, the supposed to have the Paris. And that's why the Mechira itself is bottled on the goof of the kark, because on the goof of the kark I have rights, but copy the Paris, there's no bittul on Mechira, and I'm allowed to keep the Paris. But all this is only true if you're the new Havana and Rava. If you're the Pshat of the Ksis, that's what the felt slugged up the Ksis, instead it doesn't make any sense at all. So at the end of the day, if you're this new Havana and Rashi, what the Brisker Rav called bittul ha Mechira, so what did Rashi mean to say? So why are you allowed to collect from Lokeach every day? We're still sticking with yesterday's Mapecha. You can't collect because of Shibudim. It means why you're allowed to collect because the sale is not a sale. But why is the sale not a sale? Because Rav is Moed the Tabaya that when you exercise your right to take the land, you already have the land before and therefore you couldn't go sell the land. As I state. So at the end of the day, it is a chisaron in your ability to sell it. Just the question is, what's the sibah why I can't sell it? The Ktzeis Moed I can't sell it because it's a Shibud. And we're saying that the reason why I can't sell it is because I'm exercising the din of the Mafreya Goiva when it's chal the din of the Mafreya Goiva. And then we're adding on a sentence, Ligabi, what is a chal the din of the Mafreya Goiva? Mashallah, yeah, we still have the famous Kasha, which I ended off with yesterday. What about Yisaimim? Hello, about Yisaimim, the reason why the Yisaimim get it, affect the whole belt, is not because I sold it to the Yisaimim. The guy dies, it becomes the Yisaimim's anyway. I gave an example to the Bokhram last night. If a guy's bike is stolen, he can't sell the bike. It's Ener Rishusay. A guy's bike is stolen, he can't be makdish. It's Ener Rishusay. His kids don't yarsh on the bike. Of course they yarsh on the bike. It's their bike. Why? I ate Einer B'Shusay. The problem of Einer B'Shusay is only when I'm making a chalais, when I'm making an asiyah, when I tu'ay for kinyan. I can't be makna something which is out of my rishus. Yerusha, which is a memela to gazach, avada doesn't have a din of Einer B'Shusay. I'm not making a chalais. It's a no-brainer that something which is out of my rishus becomes the yorshim's. Mela affect everybody. Why in the world, slowly, do I have the right to collect from yorshim? They don't owe me money. The only reason why I'm ever allowed to collect from Lekuf is because the sale's not a sale, but over here there's no sale. It became theirs. Once it's theirs, the ball game's over. It says developed. It says developed. The Yisraelim are different. The Yisraelim owe you the money. In fact, developed, the Yisraelim owe you the money. In fact, developed, the Yisraelim owe you the money. In fact, Zuck developed, the Yisraelim owe you the money. Yisraelim have a Shiva Rekuf. Yisraelim not Lekuf. So Kuchas, what happened to Lekuf? They're not Mukutana with me. It must be the sale's not a sale. You say them, they owe me money, they're the father's children. And what does that mean, they owe money? We'll talk about it tomorrow, but I want to ask another kasha. In fact, the Nesiva is, in fact, the Mshimi, in fact, the Ktsay is, a kasha doesn't have a teretz. Okay, so get away, but you say me, you tell me they owe me the money. What about the following case? A ger died. What's the name when a ger dies, by the way? What happens to his property? Ger dies, what happens to his property? It's after. Ger Shami, says the pricing subis, who biz bizu Yisrael Nechasov. A ger died, and the Yid went ahead and took his Nechasov. Bal Chayiv comes and collects from the Yisrael. Yamaisa, a ger had a Bal Chayiv. Ger died. His Nechasov became Hefker. How did they become Hefker, by the way? By default, there's no owner. He has no relatives, no Yerusha. Came along Yisrael and said, oh, right, everybody on the block was waiting for the ger to die. That means they made a Kenneth tefillah, but they were really davening he should die. And one guy said, davening outside the house. He heard that the guy was mazed. He zoomed in, made a kinyan. Ger Shemes, who bizbizu Yisrael Nechasov. He was on the scene. He was kind of the house. He was like, oh, very nice, you kind of the house. But the karka is meshubed. Bachayv collects. Very good, Akash, I understand. There was a sale here? No. This guy's a son? No. So why does Bachayv collect from him? Rashi over here says, the only reason why I let a kak from Lekuchas is why? There's no sale. What about Yisaimim? Yisaimim owed the money, the other guy's son. And what about this guy who zoomed in and took the ger's property? He's not a mechon, he's not a son, he doesn't owe the money. Why is ger's meis, ubizbizu, Yisrael nechaza, b'chayv gave a man? B'chayv knocks on the door, don't go fly a kite, it's mine. Ah, it's yours. Shibut, you're not maritz, the Yisrael says. Don't you know that Shibut Tuzet, there's no bittel? But there's no bittel, because it was hefker, I took it. Oy, that's a heartache. As they affect the Helig and the Sivas in the Nuk Savyad, but the Ktsais also asks it. Shimon asks it. Never heard a good tarot on this, maybe we'll see in the coming days. To a short announcement, and tonight in Ritz Hashem, at 10:45, we're going to start renew our Monday Vaidim. The Monday Vaidim are only for the Zebra over here. At 10:45, we're going to take the 4 Mondays that we have to Rosh Hashanah, Bo Leinu Toivah, and learn a very, very, very important piece of Sif Sechaim, which discusses the heart of Rosh Hashanah, Abal Deinu, B'Shoah Toiva, U'mutzlachas. For those of you who don't have kavusas yet at night, we'll finish off setting it up. For the first part of Night Seder, we'll have a added help at Night Seder, Rabbi Mickey Leiner Schlichter will be helping us out. But for those of you who are new, I don't need to hear any major kashas at night. I'd be happy to hear that. My 9th time learning this. It'd be nice to hear a new kasha, but I'm not here for that. I'm here to explain the shir. And you don't have to say that you have nothing to say. Everybody has what to clarify. I don't mind answering the simplest kasha. Sometimes the simplest kasha are the most complex ones, and the most complex ones are the simplest kasha. I'll explain you what that means at a different time.